You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. And whatever the campaign promises about bringing back coal jobs, the prospects for that industry just don't look great. Fracking and natural gas are too competitive an energy source for coal to return to its glory days. There are still some areas where coal is so cheap that it holds its own, but a recent development could make even those spots less viable. Marketplace sustainability reporter Jed Kim explains.
In 2015, more than 40% of the coal produced in the U.S. came from publicly owned lands. The federal coal program that manages the leases for those lands hasn't been updated for more than 30 years. Connie Wilbert is with the Sierra Club. She says companies have been paying way too little for the coal they mine.
It kind of flies in the face of this whole free market philosophy. Why would we allow these giant international corporations to get such a bargain?
The Bureau of Land Management is updating the program, and among the possible changes released last week are higher royalties and mitigation costs for climate impacts. John Morgan is with Respec, a coal consultant. He says such a change wouldn't be a nail in the coffin for the industry, just more of a jostling.
It is relatively less expensive than other coal fields, and that's why it's got the market share that it does.
Even so, Andrew Cosgrove, Bloomberg Intelligence energy analyst, says it's iffy whether higher royalties would actually be adopted.
These are just recommendations. I would imagine that there would be a lot of pushback from the coal companies and say, you know, we already went through a pretty nasty decline.
Robert Godby teaches at the University of Wyoming. He says one real impact the BLM recommendations will have is that its findings can now be considered in future lawsuits.
This was a report prepared by the government agency, and so it's very difficult to ignore that sort of information.
One of the Obama administration's final acts has given fuel in future fights over coal. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.